Listeners, before we begin the story today that I'm going to tell you in this episode, I just want to acknowledge something that is truly incredible. At least for me, it is incredible. We've been making this podcast for 3,000 episodes, 3,000 days in a row, in fact. Way back on January 1, 2017, I started the podcast. I committed to doing it for a year. That was, well, 365 days to be precise. And then we went into the second year and then the third and fourth, and we just kind of kept going. And I did that because people were listening and interested and they liked the stories. And we've changed the format a couple of times, but we've always kept it consistent with that daily episode, less than 10 minutes long, focused on helping you create extra income without quitting your job. So at the outset of this episode, I just want to say thank you so much. I try to say thank you for listening and being part of the community pretty often, but especially on a day like today. It is a milestone episode. Big thanks as well to Chuck Reed, our producer. He has been audio editing, doing a bunch of other stuff for the majority of the episodes for several years now. And I really appreciate you as well. So let's get into it. In today's story, how does a software engineer create a tiny, simple tool that fits in your wallet and goes on to sell more than 500,000 units? It earns $50,000 in its first year, and within a few years, this little project employs more than a dozen people. How did this engineer get investment capital? Well, he did not. How did he survive after quitting his job, draining his savings account? Wait, he didn't do any of that. Of course, it started as a side hustle. I love these kinds of stories. This was one of the greatest hits from year one of the podcast. We're bringing it back again this year. Pocket Monkey Tool sells 500,000 units. There are so many opportunities in the world of side hustling, even 3,000 days after we started. Stay tuned for the Pocket Monkey story. Nate Barr found himself locked out of his apartment yet again. With only his wallet in hand, he began brainstorming ways to open the door latch, imagining how a small tool could help in moments like this. The idea quickly grew into something more, a slim, multifunctional tool that could fit in a wallet and always be on hand. He wanted it to be practical, TSA compliant, and packed with features. Once back inside, Nate sketched out the concept, using an open-source graphics editor to design a credit card-sized multi-tool. Over the next few weeks, he created nearly 100 design iterations, aiming for maximum functionality while keeping the tool lightweight and portable. The final prototype included a bottle opener, screwdrivers, hex wrenches, a phone kickstand, and other features. He even added a monkey design, giving it some personality and securing its marketability and trademark protection. This marked the birth of the Pocket Monkey. To bring his idea to life, Nate turned to Kickstarter. In late November, he launched a campaign with the dual goals of funding production and testing market interest. His timing was deliberate, hoping to capitalize on holiday gift giving. With minimal promotion, just some posts on his personal Facebook, a Reddit thread, and a press release, the campaign gained momentum. Within 2 weeks, it raised over $27,000 from more than 1,900 backers. Nate also generated an extra $20,000 in pre-orders through his new website, Zootility. Now, the campaign was a huge success, but manufacturing the Pocket Monkey proved more difficult than anticipated. Nate's plan to deliver by Christmas quickly unraveled as he struggled to find a manufacturer capable of producing the intricate design. Over 5 months, he talked to multiple manufacturers, tweaking the design repeatedly, only to hear that the project wasn't a good fit for their capabilities. Eventually, he found a company that could deliver, but shipments didn't begin until early the next year, extending through June. This experience taught Nate the importance of controlling more of the production process. Determined to build Zootility into a sustainable business, he reinvested the remaining Kickstarter funds, which was about $10,000, into a booth at the New York Now trade show. The risk paid off as he secured retail partnerships nationwide, tripling Zootility's revenue. The consistent income allowed Nate to hire contractors to manage operations while he kept his day job as a software engineer. Before long, though, Nate had transitioned to working on Zootility full-time. The business just kept growing. He even acquired machinery to bring manufacturing in-house. This shift enabled him to prototype new products faster and launch them with minimal external dependencies. Manufacturing in-house also aligned with his commitment to revitalizing American production, ensuring quality while creating jobs. Fast forward to today, Zootility operates out of a 10,000-square-foot facility in Portland, Maine, employing a team of dedicated workers. The company has expanded its product line to include wallets, belts, pocket knives, and even kids' toys, all designed with an emphasis on functionality, creativity, and sustainability. The Pocket Monkey remains a bestseller, featuring 12 tools and crafted from heat-treated stainless steel to ensure durability. That Pocket Monkey has sold over 500,000 units, a testament to Nate's creativity and perseverance. What started as a moment of frustration when he was locked out of his house grew into a thriving business that has redefined what's possible for small-scale manufacturing. Nate's journey exemplifies the power of turning a simple idea into a long-lasting success. From Kickstarter backers to retail shelves across the country, Zootility continues to grow. That day outside his apartment, I'm pretty sure he's now glad that he didn't take his keys with him. And I bet he's also glad he followed up on his crazy idea. Well, as you heard, Nate's business is still humming along. It's actually still selling all kinds of stuff. I took a look at the updated website, Zootility.com. Go check it out for yourself. He's now got a line of wooden puzzle toys for ages 6+. I think that can include adults as well. You get to color them with markers, crayons, colored pencils, then assemble with the included tools. A whole bunch of other stuff as well. And of course, we make this show for you every day, not just to tell you cool stories, but to hopefully get you inspired as well. Get you inspired to do something for yourself, create economic independence, maybe ultimately start a business that grows like Nate's has done, or just do something that is important to you. There's so many different ways to pursue the world of side hustles, and I'm so thankful to be still making this show for you 3,000 days later. Of course, a new episode's on the way. That's how it works, right? 3,001 coming up. You can subscribe or follow wherever you like to listen, and I'm going to look forward to the next 3,000. Wait, maybe not the next 3,000. That's a big commitment, but I'm going to look forward to tomorrow. Let's start with that. 3,001 coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.